Italy's defense minister today visited Nasiriya, the scene of yesterday's devastating suicide bombing that killed more than 30 people, more than half of them Italian military police. He blamed the attack on Saddam Hussein loyalists and al-Qaeda operatives and said Italy will not be intimidated. Just a few hours after the Nasiriya bombing, explosions echoed throughout Baghdad. Soon after, the U.S. military announced the start of Operation Iron Hammer, part of an apparent shift in strategy to crack down on the Iraqi resistance. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
One of the targets of the U.S. military's new get-tough strategy was the Al Jazeera textile factory. The warehouse was torn apart last night by cannon and machine gun fire. U.S. military spokesmen say they hit the building last night with an AC-130 gunship because of intelligence reports that the factory was a meeting place for insurgency fighters suspected of launching attacks against U.S. troops. But eyewitnesses say the military gave any possible insurgents in the area ample warning before launching last night's attack. The factory sits in a bombed-out industrial zone on the southern outskirts of Baghdad. Since the war, families of squatters have settled here in mud brick shacks. After 7 o'clock last night, this woman, whose hut sits right next to the targeted factory, says U.S. troops showed up with loudspeakers and warned residents to evacuate the area.
After they said to evacuate the place, we left all of us, we and the children, spread out away from the place. And then tanks were surrounding the area and planes. I don't know whether they were choppers or airplanes. I couldn't make sure what they were, but they fired on that factory and they destroyed it.
This morning, a column of Humvees loaded with American soldiers returned to the factory. They warned journalists it was likely there would be more shooting.
Operations are still going on, so
if you know anybody else that wanted to come out here, just tell them to stay out of the area because we're going to be firing out here again.
For the first time since the war, the military has begun using warplanes for airstrikes. Over the last 10 days, they've hit the towns of Tikrit and Fallujah. When Umma Hanid, a resident of this quiet middle-class neighborhood in Baghdad's nearby Sadia district, heard the sound of warplanes and cannons last night, her children panicked, thinking the city was once again being bombed.
Well, we did the simple things like we opened the windows, we calmed down the kids and told them it's okay, it's fine. We gathered and, you know, tried to calm the situation, make them more comfortable about hearing these big sounds. And, I mean, I think the security issue is getting worse every day. I mean, if there isn't any security provided, we will expect to hear more of these sounds every day.
Nonetheless, Umma Hanid was encouraged to hear that the U.S. military was cracking down on the people she blamed for the suicide bombings that have killed and injured hundreds of Iraqis in recent months, as well as diplomats, aid workers, and coalition soldiers. Umma Hanid's neighbor, a university professor named Ali, was not so enthusiastic about the military flexing its muscles.
This strategy will not work. The most important thing is the satisfaction of the people. If the people are not satisfied, whatever strategy will be employed, it won't work.
Yesterday, a soldier from the 1st Armored Division was killed by a roadside bomb in Baghdad. Today, there were fresh reports of a similar attack against U.S. troops in the flashpoint town of Fallujah. Italy, meanwhile, is mourning the loss of at least 18 of its countrymen. Yesterday's bombing of the Italian police station in Nasiriya resulted in the largest single-day death toll for the U.S.-led military operation in Iraq. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.